The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once, when Jesus was praying in solitude, and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell these to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." The Gospel of the Lord. For some reason, we are afraid to let go of things that we do not even need. In some cases, we save so many things that we actually lose them because we cannot find what we want. We just have so much possessions that when we need some particular item, we cannot find that one thing because it is lost among so many other things. Clearly, trying to save things, we lose them. Likewise, we attach ourselves to so many people that we end up belonging to no one. We think that the more friends we have, the more important or successful we are. But the end result is that we do not really have any close friends or any real friends at all. We just have many people whom we know by name, but not many people who really know us in a deep or satisfying way. So again, trying to save people, we lose them. Even in the realm of ideas, we know that the person who saves or holds on to his or her ideas and refuses to be open to new thoughts often ends up possessing half-truths. They canonize their own thoughts as the only ones worthy of them, and so loses out on the bigger and even more life-giving picture which new ideas can bring into one's life. They effectively prevent any creative ideas from being introduced into a situation where newness could be a saving grace. So they just end up losing new and life-saving ideas because they try so hard to save only their own hardened and narrow ones. So we see that trying to save things, people, or ideas, oftentimes we just end up losing them. And when we do this kind of thing, we are really closing ourselves off from the world. In a sense, we are trying to save our lives. Just the very thing that Jesus warned us against. So the question is, what then are some ways in which we lose our lives so that in the end, they can actually be saved? We just use the same three examples. Things, people, ideas. The only problem we noticed was that of attachment, hanging on to things, people, and ideas. As if they were gods, is always the quick path to isolation and even depression in some cases. Jesus had to let go his entire life in order to save us. In the eyes of those who saw him die, Jesus lost everything that could be lost. And yet, we now know that his letting go was the very path he needed to take in order to bring life to the world. And that is why today, Jesus tells us that we too must let go. Take up your cross daily and follow me. Someone has said this before. To be a follower of the crucified Christ means, sooner or later, a personal encounter with the cross. And the cross always entails loss. And this great symbol of Christianity means sacrifice. And no one who calls himself or herself a Christian can avoid this very fact. So today's liturgy really reminds us that we gain everything when we are able to let everything go. Surely, it is a difficult task at the best of times, but one that we need to take upon ourselves. Because as we allow ourselves to be freed from anything that holds us back and ties us down, then we will gradually experience the enormous freedom and new life that will come into our lives.